The average American is exposed to between 4,000 and 10,000 commercial messages every day. But it's truth that is a rarity. We have opinions, but not truth. One of my friends put it this way: everyone is entitled to their own opinion, but not everyone is entitled to their own truth. Truth is universal. It isn't limited to individuals, geography, or ethnicity. We see this in today's reading of John 4, in which Jesus has such an important one-on-one conversation with a Samaritan woman. In this conversation, Jesus will tell the truth, the difficult truth, but it's the liberating truth. In fact, he will share two truths that will set this woman and an entire city free. For as Jesus said in John 8:32, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. That means we need truth in order to have freedom. And as he shared two truths with the Samaritan woman, he shares those same truths with us. One, the truth about God, and two, the truth about us. It's the second truth that we usually miss. After this immoral woman met Jesus at the well and realized it is not just some Jew, but this was the Messiah, that's the truth about God, she went back to her city. Listen to her words in John 4:28 through 29. The woman left her water pot and went into the city and said to the men, "Come see a man who told me all the things that I have done." What a message. She didn't say, "Come see the Messiah." She didn't even say, "Come see a man who told me all my good points and increased my self-esteem." She said, "Come see a man who told me the truth about me. He told me my faults, my sins, and revealed to me my past." And Jesus did. He told her that she was immoral and living in immorality. The Samaritan woman was saying, "Come see a man who has told me two truths, the truth about himself and the truth about me." We need truth to be free. We need to understand and embrace these two truths to experience freedom. We live in a society that grossly over-exaggerates ourselves, but Jesus doesn't do that. Remember the truth about this woman? He said, "Go call your husband and then come back," in verses 16 through 18. "I have no husband," she said. "That's nicely put. I have no husband," Jesus said. "You've had five husbands, and the man you're living with now isn't your husband." In his book, Larry Crabb, Finding God, he writes, "Feeling better has become more important to us than finding God." You can't feel better unless you find God. Let's be clear. Listen to the Samaritans' response when they heard this woman's raw words. From that city, many of the Samaritans believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified, "He told me all the things that I have done." That's John 4:39. She was telling the city, "Today I am free because of two truths. I met a man who told me all the things, truth about God, and all the things I have done, truth about me." In other words, she was saying, after he exposed my dark past, he still wanted me and he still loves me. This is not a normal man. He is different. He is the Messiah. When we come to Jesus, we will hear the truth about ourselves, but we will also hear the truth about him. And despite the revelation of our real selves and our messed up lives, we discover that he really does love us and want us. That's two big truths. Plato said we can easily forgive a child who's afraid of the dark. The real tragedy of life is when grown-up men are afraid of the light. When you come to Jesus, you come to the light. Don't be afraid. The true you will come to light, but so will the true God. And that God is amazing.